This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Richard Van Norden. Now it's time to find out if Dave will really go through with it. Does he trust his kitchen science sufficiently to sample water extracted from his own urine using sunlight and cling film? Let's go back to Ben and Dave to find out.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science, or should I say the Dave Ansell Urine Purification Challenge. We're back in Dave's garden now. We've had our saucepans full of salty or otherwise water out in the sun for a couple of hours. And so now Dave's going to explain how this works and why we should have drinkable water. So Dave, what has actually happened?
Well, when the sun shines on the black pot at the bottom, it's going to heat it up and that's going to make the water quite warm. And when water gets warm, even if it's below its boiling point, some of the water molecules have got enough energy to escape and turn into a gas. We call this water vapour, and the water evaporates. Now, that will make the gas inside the pot really, really quite humid, and there's nowhere for that moisture to go because it's trapped there by the cling film.
So the water molecules evaporate off the liquid we've put in there, in my case, salty water, in your case, wee, and that gets trapped by the cling film, so it can't go anywhere, so the humidity goes up. But what about the salt that's in there? Doesn't that join it?
Well, salt has a much, much, much higher boiling point than water, thousands of degrees centigrade, so it's not going to evaporate at all.
So the salt's got a really high boiling point, so it doesn't evaporate with the water, but what about all the different chemicals that you've got in your pot?
Well, most of them are salts as well, and will have pretty high boiling points, so shouldn't evaporate either.
So what we should be left in the vapour is just pure water vapour.
Yeah, that's the idea. And then when it touches the cold cling film on the top, then that can lose its energy again and condense and form little droplets of water. If you look closely, you'll see lots of little droplets of water clinging to the cling film.
It's a bit like my bathroom window after I've had a shower. There's lots of condensation on it.
Yes, exactly the same thing's happening then. Water's evaporating from the hot water in the shower and condensing on the cold mirror.
But once it's condensed onto the cling film, doesn't it just drop back into the salty water?
Well, that's the cunning thing about weighting the middle of the cling film. That will mean there's a kind of way for the water to run down the cling film, form drops and drip into our little shot glass.
So in theory, all we've got in the shot glass is pure, clean, distilled water.
That's the plan, yes.
So I've got the shot glass out. There's certainly a few mil of water in there, so let's see if it tastes salty. Here we go. That actually doesn't taste salty at all. Now, I need to check, Dave, that you haven't been cheating and that this is, in fact, salty water. So I'll just stick my finger in the water that's left and taste that. Ah, yeah, yes, that's like seawater. It's really, really very salty. Yeah. Okay, so you've proved to me that we can get pure water out of salt water, but are you now willing to put your faith in your own science and taste the water you've purified from your own wee?
I guess I will, Ben.
Okay then, Dave, well, let's get this one out as well. I think it's probably best if you just dip your finger in this rather than wiping the weir off the bottom. Actually, you've got even more water in there than we had from the salty water. Why might that be?
To get this to work, the liquid inside has to be as warm as possible. And the urine started off pretty warm.
So it had a bit of a head start.
Indeed.
Okay then, Dave, well, go for it. Let's see how this tastes.
It tastes of water. I have to say I have no experience of drinking wee itself, but that tastes to me like perfectly clean, fresh water.
Well, I'm glad to see you put your science on the line and test this out. But that does look clear water. It doesn't look at all yellow like the water that's left in there. So where do we use this bit of science in the real world?
Well, it's the way nature purifies all the water around us every day. What happens is water evaporates off the sea, forms large amounts of water vapour, and as that rises it cools again and forms little tiny droplets and clouds. Those droplets join together and form bigger droplets and eventually fall as nice fresh rain.
So what we've made in a saucepan is effectively a small weather system.
Very, very small, yes.
But this is obviously quite an efficient and easy way for you to get drinkable water out of water that otherwise would be waste. Do people use this trick to clean water for themselves?
It's definitely a recognised way of getting fresh water if you're in a desert or if you're on a boat in the middle of the sea and with no fresh water. There are some people who are looking at trying to do this on a much bigger, sort of more commercial scale, to take salt out of water in order to use drinking water in desert regions.
So as long as you're near the sea, you can take that salty water and apply a trick very similar to this and wind up with clean, drinkable water.
That's their plan, yes.
Fantastic. And I think after this, after drinking water purified from your own wee, nobody can ever question your dedication to kitchen science again. But that's all we have for kitchen science this week. We'll be back with more very soon.
Thank you very much, Ben and Dave. That's the price you pay for coming to work on The Naked Scientist. Send in your application forms to me, chris@thenakedscientist.com, if you want to come and work and do things like that. Anyway, you can try that experiment if you want to at home. All the details are on our website. You won't have to drink urine. It's okay. You can do it on any sunny day just using things like salty water. The instructions are at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and there are also lots of details of the other experiments we do each week if you want to have a go at them.